There are two ways in which we can represent the structure of ATP. On the left here in colour is shown what's known as the space-filling model representing ATP, and the convention here is that the circles represent the diameters of the atoms, with black representing carbon atoms, blue representing nitrogen, white representing hydrogen atoms, red representing oxygen atoms, and the yellow circles just visible there indicate the phosphorus atoms, of which there are three in ATP. Now, in the diagram on the right, what is shown here is the molecular structure of ATP, in which most of the atoms are shown together with the bonds that link atoms to the next one in the structure. ATP is really made up of three functional parts. On the extreme right, we can see the double ring of a purine structure. We can identify this as adenine because of the presence of an amino group up there at the top of the ring structure. The adenine is joined to a sugar ring. The adenine is joined to a ribose sugar, which we can clearly see the hydroxyl groups at the bottom of the structure on positions 2 and 3 of the sugar. The ribose is joined through an oxygen attached to position 5 of the ring through an ester link. There's the oxygen of the ester link to the first of three phosphate groups, which are known as alpha, beta and gamma, with the alpha phosphate group closest to the sugar. Now, these three phosphate groups are joined to each other through links known as acid anhydride links, represented by the oxygen atoms there in the middle of that straight chain structure. Now, these acid anhydride links have particularly interesting properties. When these links are hydrolyzed by the specific enzymes within cells, enzymes involved in muscular contraction, for instance, then a relatively large amount of energy is released. These bonds are often described in textbooks as being high energy links. This gives the molecule the particularly interesting property that it's considered the energy currency of the cell. Usually it's the terminal gamma phosphorus group which is released by the hydrolysis reactions. If we now look back at the space-filling model of ATP, we can see on the right the adenine ring characterized by the blue nitrogen atoms shown there. The purine ring is attached to the ribose sugar ring, and one can see the two hydroxyl groups on positions 2 and 3 of the sugar ring at the top of the diagram. Then on the left of the diagram, we can see the three phosphate groups joined by their acid anhydride links and the yellow phosphorus atoms just visible there. One thing that's worth emphasizing is the bulk of the ATP molecule. The only part which changes during the reaction are the phosphate groups on the left, but the rest of the molecule has quite characteristic groups, the hydroxyl groups of the sugar ring and the nitrogen and amino groups of the purine ring, and this gives this cofactor a particularly unique shape. Now, from what we said earlier about the hydrolysis of the phosphate anhydride links releasing a large amount of energy, sometimes the impression is gained that ATP is an unstable molecule. In fact, ATP is very stable at the pH values that are encountered within cells. The other aspect of it that's interesting about ATP is that the energy is released during the hydrolysis of the phosphate groups, and it could be argued that the function of ATP could be equally well carried out by a simpler molecule such as pyrophosphate with just two phosphate groups joined together. So one could speculate on the function of the more complex parts of the structures, the adenine and the ribose. One answer to this is to suggest that the structural features of the adenine ring and the ribose ring are particularly important for their recognition by the specific proteins and enzymes within the cell, particularly those concerned with the regulation of metabolism. The important feature to recap about ATP is that the hydrolysis of the terminal phosphate group away from the molecule gives two products, ADP and a molecule of inorganic phosphate, which is often abbreviated as capital P subscript I, so that one doesn't need to indicate whether it's two or more negative charges present on that phosphate group that's released. Hydrolysis of the last of the phosphate groups from the ATP therefore gives the two products ADP and inorganic phosphate and a proton, and also releases a relatively large amount of free energy. This is another way of representing the structure of ATP in a rather more simplified form. Instead of showing the position of every atom, here the adenine ring is abbreviated to just a double ring structure, and again the sugar is represented just by a circle with the name ribose. But again, this emphasizes that the role of ATP is to be hydrolyzed through the position of the acid anhydride links between the beta and the gamma positions on the structure. And when this is catalyzed by some of the enzymes within cells, then the two products that are produced are shown in the next diagram. The phosphate group, the inorganic phosphate, shown there at the bottom left of the diagram, the two or three negative charges on its structure. And the other product is shown in the next diagram, adenine and the ribose with just two phosphate groups attached. This is adenosine diphosphate, or ADP. It's been calculated that the free energy of the reaction depends rather much on the pH conditions in the cell and the relative concentrations of ATP, but it can be calculated that it's somewhere between 31 and 50 kilojoules of free energy per molecule of ATP hydrolyzed. We've talked about ATP as the energy currency of the cell, and there are really three main ways in which ATP drives reactions in the body. The first example is shown here. ATP can be directly hydrolyzed to give the products ADP and inorganic phosphate, and in this reaction, which releases a relatively large amount of free energy, that can be used to drive the change in protein structure, or protein folding, that's involved in movement within cells, such as cell motility and muscle contraction. Now, although everybody remembers that ATP drives muscle contraction, this is actually quite a relatively rare type of reaction, and there are only two main protein types in cells that catalyzes direct hydrolysis of ATP. The first of these proteins is myosin, which is present in the thick filaments of all types of muscle, but also the protein dynein, which is a motor protein associated with microtubules in cells and changes in cell shape. This is really a direct hydrolysis of ATP. So in the reaction shown here, we ought really to add a water molecule on the left of that equation. ATP plus water is hydrolyzed to give ADP and inorganic phosphate. A second way in which ATP is used as the energy currency is when ATP transfers a phosphate group onto particular proteins. This type of reaction happens in examples like the sodium-potassium pump present in cell membranes and various other active transport processes, and also in reactions involving the regulation of key enzymes. Shown in the diagram here, the blue shape represents the structure of the target protein, which has in itself the catalytic activity to hydrolyze ATP, but instead of releasing the phosphate is attached covalently to the protein, usually to a serine or threonine or tyrosine group on the surface of the protein. The ADP resulting from the hydrolysis of that phosphate group is released as a soluble product. But the protein, which is phosphorylated, undergoes a small change in shape, which means that the protein then exerts its biological function. The third example of ATP driving reactions is shown here. In metabolism, there are many enzymes which hydrolyze ATP and transfer the phosphate group onto a fuel molecule. The example shown here is the first reaction stage of the glycolysis pathway. The enzyme hexokinase catalyzes the transfer of a phosphate group from ATP onto the sugar glucose, so that the products of the reaction are glucose with a single phosphate attached to position 6 of the sugar, so it's called glucose 6-phosphate, and then the remaining part of the molecule will be released as ADP. And that is represented by an arrow showing the reaction, with a single arrow head showing that the reaction is driven in the forward direction by the free energy change of the reaction.